ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 30, The Activities of Prachetas, Text number 11. Yat yuyam pituh adesham agrahista mudanvitaha atho vaha pushati kirtihi लोकान अनु भविष्यते। यद्युयं पितृरादेशं अग्रहिस्तमदान्वितः अथो व उशति कीर्ति लोकान अनुभविष्यति। यद्युयं पितृरादेशं अग्रहिस्तमदान्वितः अथो वा उशति कीर्तिर् लोकान अनुभविष्यति। यद्युयं पितृरादेशं अग्रहिष्टन्मदान्वितः अथो वा उशति कीर्तिर् लोकाननुभविष्यति। यत् बिकॉज यूयम् You, pituhu, of your father, adesham, the order, agrahista, accepted, mudanvitaha, in great happiness, atho, therefore, vaha, your, ushati, attractive, kirtihi, glories, लोकान अनु throughout the universe भविष्यति will become possible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because you have with pleasure accepted within your hearts the orders of your father and have executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world. Since every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has small independence. Sometimes unintelligent men ask why one is put into a miserable condition, even though everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his minute independence, the living entity can obey or disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord. If he obeys the Supreme Lord's orders, he becomes happy. If he does not, he becomes unhappy. Therefore, the living entity creates his own happiness or distresses. And the Supreme Lord does not enforce this on anyone. The Supreme Lord praised the Prachetas because they all faithfully obeyed the orders of their father. The Lord therefore blessed the sons of King Prachin Barhishat because they obeyed their father's orders. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadandigam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavausha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitausha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yadyam Pitraradesham Akrahishta Madanvitaha Athovai Ushati Kirti Lokanu Bhavishyati. Because you have with pleasure accepted within your hearts the orders of your father and have executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world. So it means the attractive qualities is by executing the order of our predecessors. It depends. In Kali Yuga, nobody follows the order of even spiritual master diligently, what to speak of their parents. How do we understand this following the orders? Everybody has their own opinion about even following the order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amare Agya Guru Anatari Aidesh. Agya means the order. And yet there are so many opinions. People become so much getting away from executing the order. However, the order may not have much required understanding of a particular caliber. But nonetheless, the order has some element of divinity in it that we fail to understand. In Kali Yuga, we are disqualified to understand even the order. But yet, our success depends upon how do we follow the order. The bottom line has been described. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha gurau tasya hi kathita hi artyaha prakashante mahatmana. Prakashante mahatmana is equivalent to what the Lord says, that your glorification will be celebrated all over the world. But where is the unflinching faith on the order of Guru and Krishna? And why it is remaining a big question mark? The cause is there. Because every part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is an individual carrying that much independence. If he is very insignificant part and parcel, then naturally he should have very insignificant individuality as well as independence. But this, even the slightest misuse of the minute independence that we have that becomes the greatest cause of our dilemma. A slight difference in the desire of the Lord and the living entity make them eternally separated. Iccha dvesha samutthena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. Iccha means desire. A slight difference in the desire of that living entity, which is simultaneously arising with an element of hate. Why do we bring the picture of hate or envy in between? Anything that is against the desire of the Lord is envious, however minute it may be. And therefore, we get reactions for that. It may be the root cause of our separation. It may be the root cause of our misunderstandings. It may be the root cause of our false ego. It may be the root cause of our different desires which are conflicting, not within our own selves, but with every other bodies too. It's a mess. A slight misuse of minute independence creates such a havoc that we may rotate in the cycle of birth and death. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Iccha dvesha samutthena dvanda mohena bharata. Dvanda means duality. Duality also exists in opposites. The world of opposites. But here is the example of prachetas. 10 sons of King Prachin Barhishat, they are so much in tune in Krishna consciousness. That is the platform of the equanimity. Their father, King Prachin Barhishat, he himself was not that much Krishna conscious. But nonetheless, he was very pious. But not understanding the meaning of executing the karmakanda for the welfare of the people, that ultimately that has to be brought for raising the platform of consciousness, which will be totally devoted to the service of the Lord. Everyone gets order from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone gets the order. The order is reminded in his teachings too. Sarva dharmana parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Do you think it was only told to Arjuna? How many dharmas Arjuna was following? But nonetheless, it was told in plurality, plural. The plurality is understood because everything is plural, not individual. So, people who are envious or little enmity, they say, oh, it was not told to me, it was told to Arjuna. And this enviousness, on the opposite spectrum, it will tell us, oh, one Godman said, I wrote Bhagavad Gita, it was meant for surrendering to me. The one who was calling himself Bhagavan, he dared to say that. And he just passed away. Ungloriously. So where is the kirti?
Prabhupada said, Kirti yasyasya jivati.
One actually lives on the strength of the glorification of his character. And the character should be obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and nobody else. But that same order has been given to Brahma, and Brahma gave to Manu, and Manu gave to all human beings also. However it may be, so trivial that everyone receives this order, become Prajapati. Become Prajapati. But for what purpose? To deliver the incoming soul from the clutches of death. Guru nasasyat, svajana nasasyat, pitana sasyat, jananin yasyantsyat, yadyapi namochet samupetyam mrityam. One should not become guru, father, even svajana means the relative. What to speak of father and mother? One has to carry on the order for deliverance of their dependent from the clutches of death. In Kali Yuga, do you think this is applicable? They say. But the order is order. In this Yuga or that Yuga. Otherwise, why would the Supreme Personality of Godhead would give us methodology? And easy as we are totally corrupt conscious. Easy just to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And get the solution right away. The eternal separation of the living entity from the Lord as vibhinnaunsha, vishishta rupena bhinna aunsha. The vishishtata means the qualifying character or qualifying cause is a separate desire which has been arising out of envy. Enmity. That is the cause. It simultaneously happened. Which came first? Chicken or egg? A separate desire came first or the enviousness came first? Enviousness comes first. You become envious? No. They come simultaneously. Samuttena. Simultaneously. It's not that chicken comes or eggs comes first. Both comes simultaneously. Because both individually are potential to beget each other. A seed can generate big tree because potency is there. A small tree is already embedded in a seed. So similarly, the life is already embedded in the egg. They may say it is fertilized or unfertilized. Who cares? They themselves, the scientists themselves have proven that you do not require a father to beget children. In the stem cells research, they say. And they did it. But that progeny of mice that came out simply by giving stimulus for a stem cell to start division and create a body. But they were completely unable to reproduce themselves. Does it mean it's a separate creation from the Lord? No. But it does mean that there was an envious desire opposing to what has been already set as an order. Man violates this order. Man violates this order. They create desires after desires. Asha pasha shatir baddha. Moga asha, moga karmano, moga jnana vichetasa. Crazy desires have to be subsided. Rather, let the desire be taken as Krishna's desire, as he is specifically asking, and we simply execute. You don't have to run your brain. So one who has unflinching faith on the order of Guru and Krishna, all the Vedic imports will be revealed to him. So we see this quality is found in these 10 sons of King Prachin Barhishat. King Prachin Barhishat was so much entangled in Karmakanda. He was thinking that was the end in itself. But Narad Muni has to come and put him on the correct path. But nonetheless, the order which was carried by King Prachin Barhishat and bestowed on the 10 sons to become Prajapati, it was coming from the Lord himself. Because that is the function, to populate the world. But the purpose of population is for the deliverance by executing the proper process. All the living entities who are in this subtle existence, they require a proper body according to their karma. And that has been set in motion. That order has been already set in motion. Who can meddle around with it? Anybody who is trying to interfere in executing the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is envious. Is said to be envious, and therefore he will not get the desired success. That is period. And yet we think we are free to execute our minute independence. So we have a free will. Krishna does not take away that free will because we are individual. But we do not understand that it is so minute, so insignificant, that what is in a big deal? Only a constricted heart will think that this is it. I want to get this. But one who has become udara charitanam, broad-hearted, it means he does not have his own separate desire, seven except to serve Lord Krishna's desire. And that can be achieved in Krishna consciousness. That can be achieved in Srila Prabhupada's movement. Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing this order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized the order. You can't misinterpret the order and not execute. Because one estimates within one his own constricted nature that he cannot do anything further. Therefore, he will criticize others that you cannot do either. This is nonsense. It is enviousness, expanded enviousness. Ultimate enviousness is for Lord Krishna. That we become so blinded that we criticize each other. Rather, criticism of the devotees is forbidden. And so knowingly, we have the habit. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given so many protective measures, and we think these are restrictions to our liberty. We think, for example, avaishnava mukhod girinat hari kathana smartavyam kartavyam iti. Sanatana Goswami wrote that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that never listen to anything which is contrary to the Vaishnava principles. Vaishnava principles are not envious principles. But we are free to gamble with our free will. And there we go. In a roller coaster. So it is better to be simple. Avoid controversy coming near to you. Don't get involved. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy and take the order further. Even Ravan wanted to bypass the order of established orders of Lord Ramachandra. The order has been already established and we have a habit to meddle around with it. So, at every now and then, when the problems are arising, we should dig down into the misuse of minute independence. Why do we participate in misusing the minute independence? We are bringing a very great risk of either falling down or deviating or you know what. Every sort of problem will be arising from that. So, this is pretty important. See the qualification of these prachetas. They were Krishna conscious because they have studied. Now they are implementing by taking the order of the spirit, their father. And what did they do? They did not immediately become Prajapati. No. They knew the purpose. Why do we have to become Prajapati? What qualification will be achieved by this activity that Father ordered us? Let's worship the Supreme and get empowerment which is required to execute His own will. Supreme Lord is empowering everybody without even asking. But if you ask because it is recommended to ask, by beautiful prayers, Such glorification Lord Shiva taught them for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of Lord Shiva's free will, he came in front of them. I know you are the son of King Prachin Barhishat. I know what are you going to do even. And I'm very pleased. See, all the 10 sons were in unison in activity. Nobody was envious of anybody. And that you must have read in verse number 9th about the unity in spirituality. Unity in spirituality. Krishna is explaining. Through Sukadeva Goswami, beautiful meaning of unity. If you are chanting 16 rounds and following four regulatory principles, if I am doing, then we are united. Rest is the detail, but never deviate on these two main orders. Right? But one detail is not becoming a priority over the other detail. No. Work together cooperatively. And they were cooperating with each other without any objection of any one of them. Such a qualification pleases the Supreme Lord, who wants to benedict to do wonderful activity of Prajapati. And they have been given the task. What a big task. First to get married with daughter of Kandu and Pramalocha. 10 husbands. And we don't see any flutter or any quarrel or any different kind of desire. Queen Kunti came to execute the order of the Lord. And she has 6 husbands that were to beget. 5 Pandavas and 1 Karna. But because the order is powerful, Draupadi similarly got 5 husbands. Because the order is powerful. You may see it is so simple that it comes from Kunti's mouth. Oh, you are 5 equal brothers, so you share the prize. The prize was Draupadi. And mother is asking to share. Okay, mother, the order is on our head. Can you imagine? So simple, the order, but it is embarrassing to complicated mind, the envious mind. Or maybe a pious person, but who depends only the foolish piety, not understanding the spirituality behind it. But nonetheless, we should understand the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead transcends every possible misunderstandings that we carry on. It transcends. It remains undeterred, unchangeable. Ravan wanted to create staircase up to the heaven, so disqualified people will also go without executing merits to go to heaven. The order was already there, set in motion, and if you act piously, you will get heaven. But he wanted disqualified people to go to heaven so easily, he thinks he could do that. But nonetheless, he was killed. To such to a demon, the order which has been given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to make a bridge across Lanka with stones floating, but yet foolish people, they still want to make a meaning that it may be weightlessness created by gravity, or there is a specific kind of stone that floats. People don't understand that the spiritual process is very powerful, way and beyond the material calculations. Prabhupada criticizes in the first canto, third chapter, 22nd verse, is when Lord Ramchandra is appearing, this extraordinary order that the Lord has already set in motion. Prabhupada criticizes the modern scientists who are trying to go to the other planets by little Sputnik and a so-called machine. I read just day before yesterday or a few days back that Mr. Bronson, who owns this Virgin Atlantic Airlines, he has been putting up the space plane he has already designed, go and circumambulate, you know, at the speed that he anticipates. So he has already sold out so many tickets for the ride. Do you want to go? But tell him, don't come back. If you are if you are going to be victorious over the already established order, don't come back. Otherwise, this is only a stunt to go and give a ride and come back and earn money. I heard that one ticket was being sold at about $250,000, just few hours ride. When such challenge of this tiny brains of scientists are there, Krishna takes this challenge very happily and smashed their so-called misuse of mind and independence to give him another lower birth in order that he will remain more futile. So in this way, nobody can challenge the order already set up by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. By creating this material world, he has set up the order carrier Mother Durga. You know? Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rekha chaeva yasya bhuvanani bibharti durga icchanurupam api yasya cheshtatesa govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Under whose desire she is executing this order, that is Durga. We worship her. That's why she is called Narayani, not otherwise. Ichhanurupam. We are told by Rupa Goswami also, how do you know we are acting in accordance with the desire of Lord Krishna? Read Bhagavad Gita. He is asking, give me this, give me that, fulfill my desire. And we say, no, I have come to fulfill my desire. Let you fulfill my desire, then I will fulfill your desire. There we go on a rough ride because we are not that easy. Huh? I used to collect some donations in USA and people say, yes, come in. Can you pray to Krishna that he gives me some money so I can give you in donation? Like that. Huh? If I have to pray for donation myself, why would I come to you otherwise? Huh? Do you think Krishna is cheap? I'm trying to fulfill Krishna's desire, that's why I'm coming. But you are trying to balk from executing Krishna's desire. Then he will go to another sort of enviousness. Oh, in entire Mahabharata I have seen Krishna was the most treacherous. How could he be God? I like Karna. Karna should be God. There is no difference between the name Karna, Krishna, Krishna, Karna. Almost same, identical. But he was more charitable. I said, if Karna is your ideal and you want to put him as God, then why he is not giving you anything? You should also follow in the footsteps of Karna and become charitable. He said, there you got me. I thought, I was taking for granted that Krishna is the Supreme Lord because it is written. But when I'm experiencing, he is not. But now you got me. I have to depend upon Krishna that he becomes me. I said, what he has not given you? According to you deserve, he has given you. And you have a lot. And you are not going to use. Within short time, your lifespan is short. And he was suffering from leukemia. Sure dead. So I reminded him. Okay, I will send you a check. But he won't give me. Neither I will see his check. And both his check and his body were burned to ashes. Envious there. Enmity. People go even creating different isms, belief systems, out of enviousness to Krishna. Because nobody wants to surrender to him that easily. Right? So at every juncture, the misuse of minute independence becomes the biggest stumbling block in our execution of even devotional service. What to speak of a religious process that King Prachin Barhishat was performing. Narad Muni has to come and knock off his ideas by telling bluntly, all these animals that you have sacrificed under, for the welfare of the people, they are all waiting to take their revenge individually. Somebody will be piercing their horns into your chest and you will not be able to complain. This is the result of your karmakanda. Better start chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this is the result of misusing the minute independence that we have. It is for saying yes to Krishna. Never say no, no. Yes, I will chant 16 rounds very carefully. Don't say can't. There is a free will. Will virtually destroy you. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yes? You raised your hand, so be in the line with the same thing without any other interpretations.
Maharaj, are you saying that we should avoid the lower seasons chant Hare Krishna? My question is, Chaitanya Chaitanya one instruction is not the only Chaitanya, not the others. We are Hare Krishna, third of us.
Don't you think the Siddhant is there in order of the spiritual master? Then who are you to question the Siddhanta? If you question, then controversy will begin. And we do not want to dwell in. The Siddhanta is in the order. Even if it comes from a smallest ordinary person, if you see the qualification of the Prachetas to their father, who is greater? Prachetas or the father, King Prachin Barhishad? The sons knew, father has deviated. They immediately took up the opportunity and wanted to glorify the Lord by meditating upon Him. So those who are desirous to execute the order in the line of the order, then the help will be there. Lord Shiva came out of His own sweet will and taught them Rudra Gita. The father was still performing karmakand. So why should we not come out from the karmakand immediately? Who is obedient, the father or the sons? Who is obedient to the order, the father or the sons? If we are going out of the line, then we will create so much controversies and dissatisfaction amongst each other that it's not worth getting into. Please stop it right there. It will be chewing up a valuable energy of Lord Krishna, and that is also against the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada was so much careful that even electric light is burning during the daylight. Please turn off, switch it off, he will tell. You are wasting drops of water. This is Krishna's energy. He was that conscious. How much energy has been wasted in the controversial subject. And who can satisfy controversy? Nobody can, except the self. Who pulls out from the controversy, he'll be all right. Any other question? Speak in the mic, please, so other can hear. No mic.
While walking and chanting, there is lack of concentration rather than sitting and chanting.
So?
Is it recommended to walk and chant?
There are no hard and fast rules. Right? So whichever is applicable for you to concentrate on the holy name. Accept it. I know one devotee, he used to hide in the toilets to concentrate on the holy name. In Gujarat, we call the toilet Vichar Bhavan. So instead of cultivating different thoughts, accordingly, better think of Krishna. Well, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he used to sit around people past toilet, isn't it? So nobody would come and disturb him. Why does Lord Shiva go to the crematorium during the daytime? To chant Hare Krishna. Yes. Because otherwise, the materialists are going to disturb him. So, whichever the process suits, take it, but chant. Remain alert, but we have bad habit, even while walking, even while sitting, to think of something else. So chant loud so you can hear and you can muster all your five senses in service of the holy name. That is the principle. Utilize however you can remember. Satatam smartavyam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatuchit. So sarva vidhi nishedho etayor eva kinkara. Etasyu eva kinkara. Everything is subservient to the remembrance of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Glory to Srila Prabhupada.